Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio history.
Forever and ever.
That too. Jim and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but beware, you may gain weight just by listening.
I'm down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean. The little dog girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke Salad Annie. Poke Salad Annie.
Poke Salad Annie. Chomp, chomp, chomp. I like that song.
I do too.
And this segment is Gators and Mud Bugs.
Yum.
Sounds delicious, doesn't it? It's good eating.
Now that's good eating.
Mm-hmm.
One dull, rainy day, we were sitting around the Dining Duo palatial estate, bored out of our minds.
Yeah.
Our lives are so hectic that we cannot stay at home for a couple of hours and do nothing but relax.
Really, we can't. I mean, we're so busy that when we don't do something, you know, it bothers us.
We feel guilty.
I know.
The only time that we sit and waste any time at all is having our cigar. That's it?
That's not a waste of time, though.
Oh.
Okay.
But that's a waste of cigars. Anyway, how screwed up are we?
Pretty screwed up.
Staying home usually winds up being a very expensive time due to the ease of online shopping. But it's fun seeing those smiling packages by your front door and not having a clue what's inside.
Isn't that nice? It's like a surprise.
A Christmas present, yeah. Really.
Then you open it up and you say, why in the world did I order that? I don't need that. Or when it's not what it's supposed to be, you know. You know, it somehow the explanation of what it is online doesn't really match the product
at all. Yeah. Well, then that goes back to the
true.
Store.
Anyway, today our thoughts went to food.
Which they always do.
We thought it would be a good idea to shock our taste buds with some spicy Cajun food.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, there's only one Cajun restaurant around here that we know of. And that is Papadou Seafood Kitchen in Westmont.
That's the only one that we know of.
There used to be another one on Restaurant Row on Milwaukee Avenue in, what is that?
We went there.
Ibonchins and stuff
like
that.
But it didn't make it.
No.
Even before you enter the restaurant, you are transported to the bayou. You walk through their beautiful courtyard with luscious landscaping and a cascading water feature. Seating is available for you to enjoy the decor while waiting for your reservation.
Isn't that similar to the Court of Two Sisters?
Down in New Orleans?
In New Orleans, I think it is.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Well, the New Orleans theme continues on the inside. The authentic gas lights on the walls complete the Bourbon Street theme.
It does.
Our waiter brought over a warm baguette with butter and took our drink order. Oh, it's so good.
Jim, my mouth is starting to water. I'm thinking about it now.
I know.
Jim was totally immersed in the Cajun theme and wanted the crispy alligator $20.95 as an appetizer. This was served with fresh cut potato sticks and Creole dipping sauce. This may seem expensive, but you must realize you have to catch, then cook the critter, which isn't easy. Truthfully.
No, it's not. It's not like, you know, catching a chicken.
That's true. You can't get your hand bit off by a chicken.
That's very true.
You are probably wondering what alligator tastes like.
What does alligator taste like?
Well, you said that these breaded chunks tasted like a cross between chicken and shrimp. And the dipping sauce registered about a 4 on your sweathead meter. I wanted no part of it. I will not eat alligator. I don't want to eat anything that could bite me back.
Actually, it was really good.
Good for you.
You know, it was deep fried little chunks. It was like instead of chicken nuggets, it was gator nuggets.
Good for you.
It was really good.
Chicken nuggets would cost less.
Well.
And taste like chicken.
Well, this didn't taste like chicken.
It tasted like a fishy chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Ugh. I did enjoy the potato sticks that came with his gator bites, though. I got those while he ate the bites.
You're so adventuresome, aren't
you? I know I am. I'm the world's fussiest food critic.
Well, Nancy ordered the crawfish platter for $39.95, which is fried crawfish and crawfish etouffee.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who may not be familiar with crawfish, we will now explain what these delicious little critters are. They're also known as crayfish, mudbugs, crawdads, or freshwater lobsters, and are only about 2 inches long.
Real small.
Real small.
Teeny weeny.
Yeah, about the size.
Well, they're 2 inches long, but their tails that you really just eat are teeny weeny.
In New Orleans, they are served by the bucketful, and the correct way to eat them is to break the tail off, eat it, and then suck the juice out of the head.
Ew.
No, that is the correct way to do it.
I know. It's disgusting.
I tried it and I liked it. It's really, really, it's a lot of work, you know, for what you get.
Mm-hmm.
But even our son, when he goes on business trips to New Orleans, they buy it like by the bucketful and they sit there all night long. They're really good, but there's a lot of flavor in the top part.
Ew.
I don't want to know what else is in there, but you basically suck all the juice out and then eat the little tail.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm.
Mm. That's good eating.
Mmm. So good and tasty.
See, ooh, even he knows. Sorry, all you people out there in Radio Land. Papa Doe only serves the tails clean and prepared to your liking.
Yes, thank you.
There's another place, though, that's we reviewed before in Rockford that you can get them like that. Storm and Crab. You can buy them whole and do that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you got that with part of your lunch.
Yeah.
A lot of work, you said. That's how you tasted them.
Exactly.
Yep.
Anyway, I digress. I'm going off topic here. Anyway, Nancy, being Nancy, changed the platter to her liking.
Of course.
You never order anything off the menu. Menu is just a suggestion.
Exactly.
Instead of the crawfish etouffee, she wanted her crawfish blackened.
Oh, I hate etouffee, but I love blackened crawfish. Oh.
This entree comes with dirty rice, and of course she asked for French fries instead. You were really into the whole Cajun theme, weren't you?
I don't like the dirty rice neither. The only thing I will eat at a Cajun restaurant is this. I always order it, French fries, blackened, and the popcorn crawfish, and I'm happy.
Okay.
And this is my favorite Cajun dish.
It is. But be careful. The blackened little critters pack quite a punch.
Oh, they do.
They do.
They do. Jim was totally in his Mississippi Delta mood and ordered the giant shrimp and grits for $39.95.
I don't know if that was giant shrimp or giant bowl of shrimp and grits. I never could figure that out.
It's giant shrimp.
That's like jumbo shrimp?
They were huge. They were bigger than jumbo even.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Those were like drumsticks on a chicken.
They were. Okay, go ahead.
All right. This was 7 giant grilled shrimp.
Ah, that was a giant. Okay.
Sauteed spinach, creamy cheese grits with andouille sausage, and sweet corn in a spicy Creole butter. He said this dish was sinfully good, and the spicy Creole butter on top was what made this dish exceptional.
That really was so good.
Really?
I'm sure it was so bad for me, but it was really, really
good. It's just butter.
Yeah, but I don't know. On the grits like that, it was just awesome. I go for some more. Oh, well. Nancy wanted dessert for a change today.
I do, because I remember this place when we went and did it years ago.
You normally don't like dessert at all.
I know. Well, I like a taste of it.
You like me to order it, and then you eat it.
No, I take a forkful or two and you eat the rest.
She spotted her favorite, key lime pie, for $8.95.
Mm-hmm.
This gigantic piece of pie was adorned with a variety of berries and whipped cream and served on a graham cracker pecan crust.
Oh.
Now, of course, Nancy doesn't like a lot of different berries.
No,
you,
I don't.
You don't like blackberries.
Mm-mm.
You don't like raspberries.
Mm-mm.
You don't like blueberries.
Mm-mm. Strawberries, that's it.
That's pretty much it.
That's it.
You're so adventuresome, aren't you?
I know, but I'll tell you something. This is the best key lime pie ever.
For the money, it was huge, too.
Not that. It's just the best key lime pie ever. I liked that they put the graham cracker pecan crust. That's what made it. The pecans in it. Oh.
Yeah. And it wasn't that real artificial limey green.
Oh, no, that, no. You don't see them anymore.
You know.
Yeah. Key lime has been key lime pies now. We don't get that fake artificial. That was so many years ago. You know, you got to come back to, you know, to the now time.
I am emotionally scarred from that fake pie.
Well, you must be, because you always say that.
Anyway, Nancy and I could hardly finish this dessert, which was delicious and refreshing after our spicy meal.
Yeah, you need something like that when you have something spicy to cool off your mouth.
Spicy.
To sum it all up, the quality and quantity of the food along with the service makes the trip and the cost worthwhile. We both enjoyed our doggy bags the next day. We can't say enough about Papado Seafood Kitchen. We just love it.
Yeah, it's really worth the trip. It's a little ride, but, you know, let's see. It's, if you like Cajun food, something totally different, it is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And the restaurant is handicap accessible.
And the price for shocking our taste buds was $124.01. A day trip to New Orleans, priceless.
A guarantee.
Those of you who remember Justin Wilson, that'll sound familiar.
Yep. So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked. Alligator is actually tasty. And you've never truly had grits till you try these. I mean, these are like grits that are elevated to I don't know what, but they are so awesome.
You said these are the best grits you've ever had.
Yes, they are. What's your take, Tuts?
Well, Jim calls me a fussy food critic, but I ate mud bugs, so there.
The only reason why you ate it, because it looks like a little lobster tail.
Yeah, they're so good, too.
All right. Give them the particulars, Poopsie.
Papado Seafood Kitchen, 921 Pasquinelli Drive, Westmont, 60559. It's near the Oak Brook Mall.
It's a little difficult to get into the parking lot. It gets kind of roundabout different side streets, but you can figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Phone number is 630-455-9846. The website is www.papado.com. The directions we took, I-90 East to Route 53 South to 290 East to Route 83 South to Oakmont Lane. Travel time, 50 minutes, and worth every minute of it.
We should go back there again.
I know.
That was so good.
Oh, we were going to have to because I loved it. Just reminded me so much of...
Nolens?
Yeah, it did. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 on your FM dial. We put you in WHRU.
Yes, we do. Always. Anyway, if you have any suggestions, complaints, restaurants you'd like
complaints?
To review.
Complaints? No.
Anything at all, just to say hi and say that you're listening and enjoy our show. We always love those.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get them. Well, I'm still hoping we're going to get one. After 10 years of doing this show, you'd think we'd get one. Anyway, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. I'm saying it clear so you can write it down and write us. Please.
Exactly.
Well, today we're shaking it up a little bit.
Yeah, something different.
Something different. We normally have on the second half of our show some witty thing that we talk about and stupid, like food felons and all this other garbage. Mm-hmm. But today, we feel informative.
Yes.
And we are actually going to give you two restaurants for the price of one.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you.
This segment is Berry Difficult to Find. Jim and I wanted to have a big breakfast one morning since our friends were coming in from California and we were planning on a late dinner.
A friend of Nancy's recommended an establishment in Crystal Lake for breakfast slash brunch. And since we're always looking for new places to eat, we decided to try it out. Now is when the fun begins. We were told it was off of Randall Road and you couldn't miss it. Uh-huh. They don't know my driving, do they?
Oh, we didn't miss it, though. But go ahead.
As we drove northbound on Randall Road, Nancy spotted it as we drove past.
There it is.
There it is, yeah. Her head turned around like the girl in the movie Exorcist, and she started yelling, "Turn in! Turn in! Turn in!" Unfortunately, due to traffic configurations, turning into the parking lot was impossible to do. Now, the street commissioner in Crystal Lake... Mm-hmm. If I ever meet the guy, I want to have a few words with him.
Yeah, they're horrible.
I think the parking lots and the streets in Crystal Lake are just ridiculous.
I do, too.
You can never turn in where you want to or turn out and go the direction where you want to. I mean, really?
Exactly.
Okay, that's my soapbox for the day.
Okay. Contrary to Jim's male ego, we pulled over and he put the address into the GPS, a.k.a. the in the box. To get directions. She proceeded to lead us in a confusing route back through two side streets, and presto, we were in the parking lot.
Now, in case all of you men out there don't have a GPS with a wife sitting next to you, it is an adventure in itself. Because we needed the GPS because we had to find directions. However, the minute she starts telling us directions, my loving wife says, "No, that's not the way to go. What are you doing? You got to turn here." And they proceed to argue back and forth. This happens
every time you go somewhere, I know.
But, in her defense, sometimes the GPS, to save 30 seconds, it will take you on some godforsaken road somewhere. But anyway...
You digress.
I digress. I'm on my soapbox a lot today.
Yeah, obviously. You've got issues.
I do have issues. Is it just us, or did you ever notice that the person who designed the shopping centers in Crystal Lake must have had a great sense of humor? Yes, I repeat that. They did. You can see the venue, but there is no way humanly possible to get to it. Even if you are in a parking lot, you have to navigate mysterious dead ends and one-way aisles to your destination. So it's even the parking lots in Crystal Lake that are bizarre.
Okay. After three attempts, we finally arrived at our destination as hungry as bears. Maybe that's what they mean by the name Triple Berry Cafe. Three attempts, triple berry.
Triple berry. And hungry as a bear.
And get it? Hungry as a bear.
Okay.
Re.
The inside decor matches that of all the newer breakfast brunch restaurants. The white and gray interior with green plants seems to be the new norm. Did you ever notice that? All breakfast places look alike now.
They all do.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
We almost forgot to mention there's a coffee bar to the right as you walk in, which also seems to be a new
thing.
Feature to all breakfast restaurants.
Having the big coffee bar.
You go in there and get coffee and an overpriced sweet roll and stuff like the Danish and whatever. So,
mm-hmm.
On to the food. Nancy and I were looking at omelets on the menu. They are made with 4 extra large eggs, served with hash browns, toast, or pancakes. Nancy decided on a farmhouse omelet for $11. Of course, she changed the ingredients to her liking, and any similarity between what she ordered and what is offered on the menu was purely coincidental. She finally ordered an omelet with double smoked bacon, green pepper, onion, and American cheese with good old white toast.
It's better than build your own omelet. It would cost me more. So it has a meat and has some veggies in it. So I asked to change around the one omelet to this omelet.
Okay.
Jim, being the consummate meat lover, ordered the carnivore omelet for $12.50. This was double smoked bacon, sausage, ham, and cheddar jack cheese, and he had pancakes for his side. He was not fond of the little packet of so-called maple syrup that came with his pancakes. You know the kind. It has the consistency of motor oil.
I know. I've gotten spoiled over the years. I like real maple syrup. Yep. And you get this stuff in a little packet, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's where they made a little bit of a boo-boo.
Well, one thing we notice about our omelets is that if they were made with 4 extra large eggs, those chickens were underachievers. No way could we have easily finished off 4 eggs and extra large ones at that.
I know.
The omelets were, however, tasty and reasonably priced for today's economy.
Yes. But for me to eat, no.
4 eggs.
4 eggs, no. I have a hard time eating a 3-egg omelet.
Truthfully.
You know? And we were hungry as berries since we're driving around all over trying to find it.
Oh, just read the script.
For your information, this restaurant is handicap accessible. And the price for tripling our driving miles was $31.25. Finally finding the restaurant, priceless.
All you need to make an omelet is a hot fire. And you need a bowl, and you need some butter, and some salt and pepper, and some eggs.
Thank you, Julia. Well, want to know my take?
I was just going to ask you, what is your take, my love?
My hash browns were crunchy as ordered, but I hated that maple syrup.
Yeah.
What's your take, Tuts?
I love the good stuff. That's all I buy in the house. Mm-hmm. My take, the waitress was very accommodating in changing my order to suit me, which is nice. I was glad I didn't have to pay for a build-your-own omelet.
Give them the particulars, poopsie.
Triple Berry Cafe, 435 Angela Lane, Crystal Lake, 60014. Phone number 815-893-4343. Website www.tripleberrycafecrystallake.com. Directions: take Route 47 north to Algonquin Road, east to Frank Road, north to Miller Road, east to Bradford Lane, north to Village Road, east to Carlmont Drive, north to Angela Lane, south to parking lot. We tried to tell you it wasn't easy to get here. Travel time, 25 minutes.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Gobble, gobble, strut, strut, shake your feather, shake your butt. Turkey time's here today, so celebrate in every way. Yeah, I was born and raised in the countryside. Why you wanna eat me? Ben Franklin says I'm America's pride. Why you wanna eat me? Well, the pilgrims came and sealed my fate when they shot me down. Put me on a plate. Wouldn't you rather have a steak? Why do you want to eat me? Yeah, I said gobble, gobble, strut, strut. Shake your feathers, shake your butt. Turkey time's here today, so celebrate in every way. That being said, don't you cut off my head, 'cause without it I'd be dead and you'd be fat instead. Born and raised in the countryside, why you wanna eat me? Ben Franklin says I'm America's pride, so why you wanna eat me? Well, the pilgrims came and they sealed my fate when they shot me down, put me on a plate. Wouldn't you rather have a steak? Why you wanna eat me? So when you go to the store for them taters and fixins', remember my motto, it's cheaper choosing chicken. 'Cause bigger's always better, well, at least from what I've heard. A tip for all you healthy eaters, ostrich is a bird. Yes, I said gobble, gobble, strut, strut. Shake your feathers, shake your butt. Turkey time's here today, so celebrate in every way. Why fall asleep, stay awake, alert and perky. Just say no, jerk the fan, and pass that tofu. Yeah, I was born and raised in the countryside, why you won't eat me? Ben Franklin says I'm America's pride, so why you won't eat me? Well, the pilgrims came and they sealed my fate when they shot me down, put me on a plate, and wouldn't you rather have a steak? Why you won't eat me? Think about Black Friday when you need all your pep. Yep. If you're still burping turkey hash, you'll lose that extra step. Ah, join me in the celebration, make that joyous switch. Woo! Love your family, free your bird, and cram a pulled pork sandwich. Yeah, gobble, gobble, strut, strut. Shake your feather, shake your butt. Turkey time's here today, so celebrate in every way. Gobble, gobble, strut, strut.